What separates those who can transform hardened criminals into productive citizens from those who can't even get teenagers to clean their rooms? The answer lies not in charisma or authority, but in understanding the science of influence. Influencer reveals that behavior change isn't magic, it's a learnable skill based on specific principles that anyone can master. When Dr. Mimi Silber transforms felons with 4 convictions into productive citizens at Delancey Street Foundation, she's not performing miracles, she's systematically applying influence strategies that work. The breakthrough discovery of influence masters is that massive change often hinges on just a few vital behaviors. When Thailand faced an AIDS epidemic in the late 1980s, with experts predicting eventual infection of 25% of adults, Dr. Wivat Rojanapithiakorn identified that 97% of new infections came through sex workers. By focusing on one vital behavior, ensuring sex workers demanded condom use, he cut new infections by 80% within just 2 years, preventing an estimated 5 million infections. Think about your own challenges. Are you trying to change everything at once? The key is identifying specific, high-leverage behaviors that create cascading effects. Relationship expert Howard Markman demonstrated this by showing how watching couples argue for just 15 minutes reveals behaviors that predict with 90% accuracy whether they'll be happily together 5 years later. When you discover the vital few behaviors and change those, even massive problems can collapse like a house of cards. People act based on their mental maps of cause and effect. Dr. Albert Bandura proved changing these maps requires experience, not lectures. His work with snake phobics showed this perfectly. Having subjects progressively interact with snakes alongside therapists achieved lasting results in just 3 hours. When tackling resistant problems, we must address 2 key questions. Is it worth it? And can I do it? While we default to verbal persuasion, direct experience proves far more powerful. American manufacturers only accepted Japanese competitors' superior methods after seeing them firsthand. Stories create compelling vicarious experiences that transform perspectives. When Miguel Sabido's soap opera Ven Conmigo featured adult literacy, 250,000 viewers sought literacy materials the next day. Stories work by bypassing resistance. Our mirror neurons help us not just understand them, but feel them. Most change efforts fail because they rely on simplistic approaches to complex problems. Effective influence requires addressing 6 distinct sources that drive human behavior. All forces impacting behavior work through 2 mental maps: can I do what's required, ability, and will it be worth it, motivation. These domains divide into personal, social, and structural sources, creating 6 influence points. Master influencers draw from all 6 rather than relying on single strategies. The Guinea Worm Eradication Project illustrates this. Victims seek water relief, personal motivation. Villagers need filtering skills, personal ability. Outsiders face trust issues, social motivation. Community support is vital, social ability. Survival requires work, structural motivation. And proper tools and infrastructure are essential, structural ability. Success requires combining multiple influence strategies. Omitting even one source risks failure. The first source of influence focuses on making vital behaviors intrinsically rewarding. When behaviors feel naturally satisfying, external motivation becomes unnecessary, as shown by Terry, a former convict who developed genuine care for her financial work at Delancey Street. People often resist change by incorrectly predicting their feelings. Dr. Silbert addresses this by having residents experience new behaviors firsthand. When immediate enjoyment isn't present, activities can be transformed through gamification. Csikszentmihalyi's research shows that adding reasonable challenges and clear feedback, especially when tied to core values, can make almost any activity engaging. Leaders often mistake ability barriers for motivation issues. Michel's marshmallow experiments revealed that delayed gratification isn't innate, but learned through specific techniques. Similarly, Erickson's research shows that elite performance comes from deliberate practice, not natural talent. Mastery requires complete concentration, immediate feedback, and specific process-oriented goals. It's about how time is used, not just time invested. Social networks are our most powerful resource for influencing behavior. Milgram's experiments showed that when one person refused to administer electric shocks, compliance dropped from 65% to 10%, proving that a single respected individual modeling new behaviors can drive change. Dr. Everett Rogers found that adoption depends not on an innovation's merit, but on who embraces it. Opinion leaders, the smart, open-minded, and socially respected 13.5% of any population, are crucial since the remaining 85% follow their lead. Change efforts should focus on these influential few rather than the entire group. Social capital also enhances ability by providing access to others' knowledge and resources. Muhammad Yunus demonstrated this by having village women collaborate on business plans. Even individual challenges like weight loss improve with social support, as shown by research where spousal participation increased cholesterol reduction success. Our environment, the world of buildings, space, sound, and information, represents a powerful source of influence. Professor William Foote White demonstrated this by resolving restaurant conflicts with a simple metal spindle for orders, eliminating confrontations. Brian Wansink's experiments show how subtle environmental changes affect behavior. People with large buckets ate 53% more stale popcorn than those with smaller ones. In his bottomless soup bowl experiment, people ate 73% more soup without feeling fuller, relying on visual rather than internal cues. The most effective environmental changes eliminate choice entirely. Engineers build safety features that prevent injuries, and for social problems, we can structure positive behaviors into daily routines. One CEO boosted innovation by scheduling regular idea-gathering meetings. Rewards and accountability systems work best when they build on existing motivation and connect to vital behaviors. At Delancey Street, Mimi Silbert uses incremental privileges to reinforce progress. However, using rewards as primary motivation often backfires, as shown in Dr. Mark Leppard's study, where rewarding children for enjoyable activities decreased their interest after rewards ceased. Effective influence starts by identifying target behaviors and understanding what drives current ones. Dr. Warren Warwick demonstrated this with a cystic fibrosis patient. Instead of lecturing her about mistreatments, he uncovered multiple barriers: a new boyfriend, living away from home, night work, and school policies. Understanding these influences helped them create an effective treatment plan together. Your current results reflect how your world is organized, and achieving different outcomes requires changing multiple elements simultaneously. Many fail by implementing partial solutions, but real change demands addressing all six sources of influence comprehensively. Master influencers make change inevitable by over-determining vital behaviors. They utilize all six sources of influence and persistently add new strategies. Success stories prove this approach. Dr. Mimi Silbert's Delancey Street transforms 90% of criminals into productive citizens. Dr. Don Berwick's campaign reduced hospital deaths by 122,000. And the Carter Center nearly eradicated guinea worm disease in sub-Saharan Africa. These achievements came not from greater resources or commitment, but from mastering the science of influence, a skill anyone can learn to create meaningful change.